My guest is a Celtic warrior with a pioneering spirit that will help you unlock the muzzled lion's roar living inside of you. Next. Emma Stark was born in Ireland, and she became a believer in the Messiah at age 6. In fact, she came from a long line of pastors that had no grid whatsoever of anything supernatural. But as a child, the supernatural started operating in her life. Emma, how did you handle the supernatural that was going on when you never saw anything like that in your parents and grandparents and church, etc.?
I mean, we loved Jesus as a family, but you're right, there was no grid for the supernatural. But when I was a child, I would see in the spirit, but we wouldn't know that that's what it was called. We wouldn't call it a prophetic gift because we didn't know that existed. And I would see faces the whole time in the supernatural realm, in the realm of the spirit, but they were very black and white. And it wasn't till I was baptized in the spirit that suddenly open visions, color, immediate understanding of who is God, and those are angels, and that's a demon, and that's the face of Christ with the eyes of fire.
At 18,
yes,
that's when everything exploded in your
life.
What happened?
Absolutely. It was the time where John Wimber was actually doing a tour in the United Kingdom, and I saw him prophesy, and I was like, I can do that. What's that called? He knows things. I know things. And of course, I mean, I lived nearly 20 years without any terminology. But here's the deal, Sid. We can talk about my story, but I really believe that it's going to happen for other people who are watching. That actually, you are not just watching me talk about my story. Oh, my family, wherever you are in the world, I believe that the veil between the natural and the spiritual is going to drop for you as it did for me all those years ago when I was 18. And that actually God is moving us as a body of believers to be a Revelation 11 prophetic revelatory church. Sid, this has gripped my insides. You and I get to live in the days where the entire people of God are going to become a prophetic people. And you can feel the eagerness of heaven to make this your and my norm, and you who are watching's norm. And you and I are living in the days where the prophetic revelatory church is being birthed, and every one of us is going to have visions and dreams and encounters and see Jesus. We have diluted Yeshua. We have diluted Jesus Christ to be, oh, just my wee tiny little personal savior there, pat me on the back, make me feel good. But in this monstrous shaking, what we're now able to see in people's hearts is those who say, I don't just need a wee savior occasionally. I need a king. I need somebody who's on a throne. I need a kingdom that I can be a member of, because nothing on this earth works the way it should. It is only your kingdom, your ways, your government that is secure. So we understand that the shaking, my family, is not just an unkindness. It's a necessity to make us all go, Jesus, you are king, and I need your kingdom and your government, because I see what is on the world and in the earth doesn't actually work.
So many people, and I'm amazed, even people that are Christians,
yes,
are fearful.
Yes.
They're fearful of COVID. They're fearful of finances. They're fearful of politics. They're fearful of race relationships.
Yeah.
But you actually pray for people that are fearful. You've had thousands set free from fear. Explain.
Oh, I love how the name of Jesus terrifies demons. I just love it. And actually, I think the fear is fear of failure, fear of the future, fear of dying young, fear of sickness. There's an awful lot of that around. Fear of man is massive, Sid. I mean, most of us at some point touch that. But the name of Jesus is so powerful, you do not need to live like that. And I actually believe that the shaking, Jesus is saying to his remnant, to you and I, who are the bride of Christ, guys, he's saying to us, church, bride, he's saying to us, I need you faith-filled, because you and I are about to have to take some decisions that are the riskiest we've ever taken. I actually believe that God is saying to his people, come on now, I love you, but you need to leap. And you need to leap, not presumptuously, but you need to leap. And actually, to leap, you need faith, not fear. And I feel like the Lord has got me on this. And my friends and my family watching this, I love you. And I want to say to you, you do not need to live with that emotional turbulence. You do not need to live blown by every wind of change. And God wants to give you a gift of faith. Do you remember in Corinthians, it's actually a gift. There is a gift of faith that God wants to put in you that will so richly dwell in you that your fear will dissipate and disappear, because God now says, come, have my faith gift that you may leap and take the risky decisions and that fear may be gone. Look, if we don't deal with this fear, Sid, we're not going to be able to see the miracles, signs, and wonders.
Do you pray for people that say, I hear what she's saying, I wish I was like her, but I'm not? Pray for those people.
Okay, when you're watching, you can raise your hands if it helps. I'm going to raise my hands to you, my family. In the name of Jesus, I bind that spirit of fear and I burn it with the fire of God, that that which is in you, that owns you to do you harm, may be incinerated by the glory. And in Jesus' name, I pull it off you and I loose to you rich deposits of faith, that gift of faith that we read about as a Holy Spirit gift. I loose it to you. Oh, come on, it's yours. I'm releasing it as a seed form. It's going to grow. It's going to be established. There's going to be a tree of faith that holds you on the inside. And I speak over you that you may no longer be mentally and emotionally tossed around by every passing wind of fear, in Jesus' name.
I'm going to tell you something, Emma. That was not a cosmetic prayer.
Oh, no.
That is, lives are being transformed. Most people say, shh, don't talk about the devil. He's listening. What do you say?
Oh, I'm super excited for the devil to hear. I'm super excited for demons to hear. I'm like, bring it on, because they're going to hear about their demise around me. They're going to hear the name of Jesus. They're going to hear me decree a thing that it becomes established. They're going to hear about what God is going to do in my life. So when I'm walking the dog, when I'm chatting to people, when I'm out in the park, I like the enemy to hear, because I like him to be utterly terrified.
We were talking about being weaponized by heaven. You use that phrase a lot.
What do
you mean by that?
I see in the spirit realm, as many of you are just about to do, so don't worry if you don't yet, you will.
And you're saying everyone will be able to see in the spirit?
Oh, totally, because it's not just an Old Testament concept where it was relegated to the seers. When we read scripture and it says, fix your eyes on the unseen, that's one of the New Testament commands. So when Jesus says, fix your eyes, it's because he has that capability for everybody. So when we talk about weaponized by heaven, as we were saying, I actually think that we give off in the spirit realm, and I can see it, and you guys will see it too, we give off the anointings of God. We exude that in the spirit realm. It's easy to see in the spirit realm the anointings, the gifts, the callings. They shine in different colors. They actually are intimidating. And so let me give you an example. I was in a shoe shop. I love shoe shopping. And I'm standing there looking at all the blingy, glitzy shoes. And a woman walks in. She's completely deranged. said she's totally out of her mind. So much so that there was a mirrored wall at the end of the shop. And this woman is walking into the wall. She's walking into the mirror glaze, saying, why can't I get through? Why can't I get through? So the staff actually were quite scared because they're like, what do we do? She's really unhinged. And I stand up and I know that I'm weaponized by heaven. And just knowing that changes the atmosphere. She spots me, she pivots on the spot, comes towards me. And as soon as she stands in the atmosphere of heaven that I carry, and this is not just for me to do, this is for all of you to do, she came immediately into her right mind. And that woman, suddenly from being deranged and walking into a wall, is saying, I'm so glad you're here. I feel safe. I feel like I can think clearly. And it reminds me of that scripture when King Saul comes into Samuel's company and he came into his right mind. That's being weaponized by heaven. It's not just to build your own ego. It's that you actually become a weaponized liberation force for anybody who needs saved in your circle.
Okay, your new book on lion bites.
Yes.
What are lion bites?
Well, lion bites are daily words with an activation attached to them that you read and digest a page a day that will absolutely write God's truth. In fact, said they're going to tattoo God's truth on the inside of you. And lion bites day to day will hold your hand and take you to a place where you see in the spirit, you're fear-free in the spirit, and you are bolder in the name of Jesus than you've ever been.
Okay, let's give an example.
Yes.
It's just one page for one day of the year. What if you read the one said, release the roar within you? What is that?
Okay, I actually saw people with taped mouths. I actually think Satan has done an amazingly successful job at muting the church, that we actually have lost our voice. And I really, this is one day, you're right, it's only one day where actually you'll work with us, that tape will come off your mouth and that sound of the roar of freedom and actually the ability to speak your future and walk into it will come. And that's just in one day.
Are you talking about literally someone roaring from time to time?
Yes.
That's what I thought.
Oh, I am. Can I tell you? So exciting. Sometimes we do run out of English. Now, the Word of God talks about that we groan sometimes in prayer. So we understand that. But in the days of Joshua, they roared and a wall came down. I have had somebody with a heroin addiction walk into our offices. We laid hands on them and we thought, we'll probably pray a nice prayer. We actually roared and the spirit of addiction popped off them, and they were free from an anointed roar. Not even, savvy words in English, but the anointing of a lion roar totally terrified the demons right out of them.
It's not by man's might,
no.
And it's not by man's power, but it is by my spirit, saith the Lord. And when you follow God, you get God's results. When you follow religion, you get man's results. Choose this day whom you want to follow. Do you feel there's an invisible ceiling over your walk with the Lord? Emma says we can blast ourselves into a higher level of glory with a spiritual hammer. Be right back.
We will be right back to It's Supernatural.
Call now and get Emma Stark's must-read book, Freedom from Fear, and her prophetic 365-day devotional book, Lion Bites, plus her two-part audio CD teaching series, Freedom, Your Personal Mentoring with Emma. This is an exclusive offer for our Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9803. Through Emma Stark's must-read interactive book, Freedom from Fear, you will be able to identify the spirit of fear that is warring against your life and destiny. Begin to walk in love, power, and sound mind through the work of the Holy Spirit. Experience spiritual, mental, and emotional freedom, plus peace and joy like never before. Through this powerful teaching series, you can be set free from the spirit of fear right now. You will also receive Emma Stark's brand new prophetic 365-day devotional book, Lion Bites. It contains daily prophetic words that will awaken the spiritual warrior in you. Be equipped to destroy strongholds of darkness with senses that are highly tuned, trained, and alert to the Spirit's every move. Be brought into new dimensions of revelation that, when applied, will produce victory in your everyday life. Each day includes an action, a prayer, or a decree, plus daily prophetic words that will shift you into a true heart-to-heart connection with God. Plus, you'll receive Emma Stark's two-part audio CD teaching series, Freedom, Your Personal Mentoring with Emma. Through this audio teaching, you will learn how to see in the Spirit, experience the reality of the fire and power of God within you, fight against any enemy forces that have come against you, learn how to detect the lies of the enemy, put a lock at the door to your life so that the enemy cannot come in. Like a roaring lion, our mighty God will fight every battle with you until you are living a complete liberated life. Don't miss out on getting Emma Stark's must-read book, Freedom from Fear, and her prophetic 365-day devotional book, Lion Bites, plus her two-part audio CD teaching series, Freedom, Your Personal Mentoring with Emma. This is an exclusive offer for our Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9803. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural, P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9803 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
You know, Emma Stark, you have so many amazing concepts you teach in your book, and books, as a matter of fact. I'm making two available right now, but let me quote you. We can choose to hear, see, and activate encounters with God in our life. These are the days of the experiential gospel.
Yes, yes, and yes. Yes, absolutely. Do you know what? We are too robotic. And when you and I walk down that aisle with the rest of us who love Jesus, and when we marry him at the end of time, Jesus does not want us walking down the aisle, you know, like an automated robot. He wants us knowing him and experiencing him. He wants us to have already encountered him. When I married my husband, David, it wasn't just on our wedding day that I experienced him. I had a dating and I, you know, and an experience. And a hand-holding and a lingering love before the wedding. And I feel like the Lord is saying, now, come on, you're getting closer to the day where you're going to marry me, and I want you to experience me now. And that's why I think we're quite happy to say that there's a real shift, because the bride is being made ready. And that's just not in our holiness or our purity. It is also in God saying, experience me now. I'm so hungry for you. I'm so jealous to know you and you to know me. I want all hindrances to go. So I think we get very weird, Sid, about, no, we don't want to become too emotional. Jesus is highly emotional about you and I.
Give us some tips on hearing and seeing and encountering God.
I actually think, do you know what? I can sit here with you and be aware of this table, this chair, right. You know the grass. But at the same time, here's the deal, Sid. I'm also in the glory. And the kingdom of God is not some ethereal thing. It's not like, oh my goodness, where is it out there? It's right here. And so as much as I am here, I am also bilocated. I'm also seated in heavenly places. That's what Ephesians tells us. That's not sometimes true. That's always true. That's the word of God. So right now,
so you're in two places.
Or in two places at one time. Always. And I don't need to move to do that. I don't need to beg, you know, I don't need to fast or, I mean, do that as well. But you know what I'm saying? It's my continual reality. It's your continual reality. So really there is a sense of God saying, just tune in, my family, just tune in. Actually, where's the angels? What anointing are you wearing? So now I'm starting to see your angel, Sid, behind you. I'm starting to see the colors that you are in the spirit. I'm starting to see the hindrances. I'm starting to be aware of where Jesus is in the room. And I'm doing it right now live. As much as I'm here, I'm also in the spirit realm. It is that simple.
But the important point that you're making is, it's not that you have an extraordinary gift.
Totally.
It's not that you have an extraordinary calling. You are normal, and you want the
yes.
whole world to be normal.
Oh, I am so fed up, Sid. Can we just be honest and
Please.
Authentic? I am so fed up of that divide. You know, oh, the prophets, or oh, the church leaders, and oh, the rest. That's just nonsense. We are the family of God together. And Jesus has died for all of us. And he's saying, come on, you're all going to marry me. You're all going to walk up that aisle together. I want you all encountering. And this ugly lie that somehow I'm disqualified, or I'm not good enough, or I'm not Bible college trained enough. We have got to break that and stop that low-grade thinking that we may be those who richly encounter in the spirit realm right now. Do you know what? I think church has got boring. I hope that's not rude. Can I say...
No, it's not, because you're just saying what people feel. But let me go one step further. They're either boring or they're entertainment and they're Hollywood big productions, big worship, but God doesn't need any of that. He just needs your heart.
Yes. Yeah. And I think they hurt us accidentally because we want authenticity, but we come in either to performance or to boredom, either or. And I actually really feel like God is not just shaking the world, but he's shaking the church, and he's saying, I am going to get that tedious boredom out of you. I am going to put you in a place where you encounter me. I didn't come to faith for logic, and neither did you. We didn't agree to Jesus, you know, out of some logic rationality. We agreed to Jesus for the depth of relational encounter.
Emma, there are people watching us right now that have never received the Lord. There are people that are watching us right now that have received the Lord, but they've never received the experiential aspect of the Lord. And there are people right now that have a mental ascent to salvation, but never had that experience. Pray for them right now.
I hear you. Oh, this is my joy. Okay. In the name of Jesus, I'm not playing games. This is right for you, and you're going to receive something right now. In the name of Jesus, where there has been an emotional disconnect, where you have known something in your head, but you have never known it in your heart, I break the blockages in Jesus' name. Where there is an emotional shutdownness and a numbness, right now the fire of God is landing on you, and that is being dealt with in Jesus' name. And in the name of Jesus, I loose the ability to feel, see, taste, hear, experience, and encounter your God in Jesus' name. And I call you up to experience him right now. Come on, come with me. Come with me into the higher places. Right now, you are coming from glory to glory, and these prayers are going into wherever you are watching this, and they are grabbing you that you may know your God in your heart, in your mind, in your flesh, in your emotions. And I liberate you into that place in Jesus' name.
Say this out loud with me and mean it to the best of your ability. Dear Jesus, I've made many mistakes. I'm so sorry. Today, I publicly say, you are my Messiah and Lord. I ask you to live inside of me. Let me experience your presence, your goodness, your glory, your shalom. The word shalom means completeness, complete in your spirit, in your soul, and in your body. Amen.